got the invitation. You got the right address. You need some medication. The answer's always yes. A little chance encounter could be the one you've waited for. We're in the fast lane. 嗨，大家好，元宵节快乐！我是 Jenny，
and this is Diana。
哎，你知道元宵节的英语叫什么吗？你知道汤圆、这个猜灯谜，然后包括兔子灯，英语怎么说吗？那今天呢，跟大家带来这期元宵节的特别节目。
That's right。
嗯，所以大家对这个话题有兴趣的话呢，可以到我们的微信公众号“开言英语”，开放的开，语言的言，回复“元宵节”来看看今天非常实用的这个英语解释“元宵节”。Okay, Diana, 元宵节的英语叫什么
？So we call it the Lantern Festival.
The Lantern Festival. Lantern 是一个灯笼，对吧？
嗯、mm-hmm, ，对的。
We've got lots of lanterns、on this day.
嗯哼。
那其实元宵节我们也是说的十五嘛，英语里面到底怎么说啊？
We would call it the 15th day of the lunar calendar.
The 15th day of the 什么 calendar?
Lunar calendar.
哦，这个 luna 就是月亮的，对吧？也就是阴、mm-hmm. 阴历。
对对对 ，yes.
春节嘛，当然对中国人来说 it's the Chinese New Year. But a lot of Americans, they would tend to say、the Lunar New Year.
Yeah, yeah, they sometimes will say Lunar New Year.
所以说这一天呢，对我们来说也是整个非常喜庆的 Chinese New Year celebration is coming to an end. 在英语里面、
yes.
如果你要表达一个东西结束了啊，或者这个元宵节标志着春节庆祝的结束是可以说什么 It marks the end.
Yes, so we could say the Lantern Festival marks the end of the Chinese or Lunar New Year celebration.
Whenever you're talking about a special holiday、mm-hmm. or festival, 因为一些节日它通常都是纪念一个东西 so the verb, 那个动词 mark, to mark、mm-hmm. something, 其实就是它象征着、或者什么纪念着标志着这个意思、哦、
Yeah, 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 exactly.
其实元宵节呢 on Lantern Festival, 当然我们就要吃元宵吃汤圆、So if you've been listening to our shows for a while, you probably would have known that 在英语里面，好像中国所有的小点心，面里面包馅儿的都叫 dumplings.
Yeah, so anything that's wrapped, with the skin, and then has a filling inside, in general, you can just call them dumplings.
Just now you said anything that's wrapped in skin.所以英文真的就是像中文也可以说皮 skin 吗
Yeah, I actually will call them like a wrapper.
A wrapper 就
wrapper, yeah.
Wrapper 就外面包着这一层。怎么去区分呢比如饺子 like dumplings. 但我们这个元宵、mm-hmm. can you actually call them like rice balls? 因为它是球嘛。
Yeah, you could.But then also the ones that don't have a filling can also be called rice balls.
Oh, 你说上海酒酿小圆子吗？里面没有 filling, 没有馅儿。
对，就是小圆子 like it has nothing inside. You could also call it a rice ball. Maybe a soup rice ball. Yeah, or soup dumpling.
Soup rice ball or soup dumpling. 好、
yeah.
你喜欢吃吗？
Yes, especially the 黑芝麻。
oh, 对，我觉得就是这种外面是糯米，里面是甜甜的东西，真的，how can you say no? How can you resist them?
Yeah.
多好吃！你刚刚说到黑芝麻，我们这个 filling 内馅儿，英语说法，等一下说，先说说外面好了。
Okay.
So the wrapper is made of 糯米，对吧？这个英语里面叫做
sticky rice。
黏黏的米、
or glutinous rice
第二个那个叫法很比较难啊 glutinous、rice but I guess it's the more、proper term、
yeah I would say it's more proper but sticky is a little bit easier to understand
很形象的因为就说它黏对吧 sticky rice、
yeah.
诶、那我们也有雪糯米就是那个 you know it's like deep、dark purple sticky、
oh, yeah.
rice
Maybe you could call it purple or black sticky rice.
Okay, after talking about the wrapper, let's move to the inside best part.
你刚刚说你最喜欢黑芝麻。
Yes, black sesame.
Black sesame. Sesame Street, 芝麻街，美国很有名的小朋友的这个动画是吧
Yeah, same sesame.
你喜欢红豆吗
Not as much as black sesame, for sure.
红豆那个馅红豆大家都知道是 red bean, but if you want to be more precise, then you can call them, you can call it red bean paste, right?
Yeah. And I think red bean paste is starting to become a little more mainstream in America, especially in areas where there's a lot of Asians, so people will understand you.
那 red bean paste, 那个 paste 就是一种泥。But now they really like, have very innovative flavors. 里面这个内馅儿、maybe it's like jam, 就是果酱的水果的。Oh, I actually really like purple potato, 紫薯。
Ooh, what about, do they have taro? Because I really like taro.
就是那个香芋对吧有啊。
Oh, wow, maybe I should get some.
但是其实咸的也挺好吃的。那英语里面说到东西甜的咸的 of course, 甜的我们都会用 sweet, 但是呢、mm-hmm. 咸的instead of salty, you also see another word.
Savory.
Savory.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, are you a sweet person or a savory person? 你爱吃甜的、yeah. 还是爱吃咸的对吧、
mm-hmm.
我们上海就是有鲜肉汤团。
Oh, okay. So this is going to be made of minced pork?
哎，对，它不光是那个 pork, 猪肉，它是其实就是猪肉搅碎的肉米，所以这个搅碎的叫 minced, right?
Mm.
If you go grocery shopping in America, 你会发现他们超市里面很多的就是 minced beef, 就是牛肉末，对吧？外国人做什么 spaghetti bolognese, 做什么肉酱面啊，什么都会买 minced beef.
Yeah, sometimes we'll also call that ground beef.
Ground 也是和 mince 就一个意思，对吧？
Yeah, but if you're talking about something that's already been cooked, it sounds better to say minced. Yeah, and if it's kind of raw, then you would call it ground.
Okay, 所以生的这种肉米我们会用 ground, 然后熟的用 minced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just sounds a little better.
对，就是都是一些习惯用法。Okay, 好 ,enough about the food, even though you can never get enough of great food. 我们最后的来看看，既然是 the Lantern Festival, 元宵节，那当然 Lantern is a big part of it. Diana, 你知道我们会就元宵节的一个传统 ,a very important tradition is 那个猜灯谜。灯谜这个一个谜语英文是一个 riddle, 对吧？
Yes, a riddle. Yeah, you could definitely call it a lantern riddle.
You would hang little pieces of paper. They're the riddle. 就是上面会挂一些小纸条，然后就写着这个，我们说谜面，就是 the question, basically. And then you're supposed to parse the answer from it.
Oh, okay.
Are there equivalent or similar games in English?
I don't think so. I don't think there's like a game, but...People definitely like to guess riddles, just, you know, normally. I don't think we have a game for it, though.
就你们可能不会用到 lantern, 但大家看、比如什么 Jimmy Fallon, 就美国深夜脱口秀。他有一个很受欢迎 popular segment, 就是猜字嘛。
Yeah, like we might play charades or taboo, like those are all kinds of different word guessing games.
啊，对对对，这两个游戏挺好的，我觉得也是对英语学习者来说很不错。我们开源英语、
yeah.
不是上次做那个用户见面会，我们 we played taboos, right?
Yeah, we did. It was good fun.
对，你前面说一个 charades 就是要通过 body language.
Yeah, you have to act something out.
Yeah, you have to act it out. Taboo 是you can actually use...words, you can say it out, but taboo 就是说一个禁忌 so obviously you can't say the word, that's the answer.
Yes, exactly.
那我们最后呢再讲讲我觉得对很多朋友来说童年的记忆啊拖着一个兔子灯 I know at least for me, 这就是对我来说、such endearing, you know, dear memories.
yeah.
所以兔子灯我们就可以说一个 rabbit lantern?
Yeah, rabbit lantern or, you know, a rabbit-shaped lantern.
Rabbit-shaped lantern. 你从小在美国出生长大，你小时候爸爸妈妈有没有给你买过 a rabbit-shaped lantern?
Never. I've never had a rabbit lantern.
我还记得我小时候就是有那 the most traditional ones. It was made of paper.And then it has wheels underneath. 然后你就可以把它拖来拖去。It's almost like walking a dog. 但里面there's a candle inside. 就是里面放一个、oh, 对一根蜡烛。然后我还记得有一年就是我们好像小学什么组织大家就在 neighborhood 里面。So you can like walk around with your lantern. 我就很开心的拉着它走啊走。然后走了一圈以后回头一看 It's gone. Where is it?后来我发现 I realized 就是那个 the candle got knocked over, so actually the lantern was burnt, 就完全
哦、
那个蜡烛我在拉的时候太兴奋掉下来然后整个兔子灯被烧成灰烬。
At least you got one, Jenny. I've never had one.
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿也希望在今天元宵节呢给你带去一些实用温暖然后也快乐的英语内容。大家元宵节怎么过呢、嗯、然后其实全国各地吃的一些汤圆的口味包括可能庆祝的这个方式也会有一点点不一样。So、嗯、come and let us know how you're celebrating the Lantern Festival. What is your favorite type of rice balls? And are you getting a lantern? Are you guessing lantern riddles?
Exactly. So please leave your comments below.
对，大家都可以到我们今天的这个微信推送下面留言来告诉我们。那 the Lantern Festival really does mark the end of the Chinese New Year celebration. 所以如果你已经升级成为开言会员的话呢，我们今年也希望能够陪伴大家。感谢很多朋友在这个新年成为了开言的会员。这两天 ，Diana, we've been looking at comments. 有很多新的朋友说啊，真的很开心能够。到这里来学英语 Keep up our work、我们会继续加油努力那如果你还没有成为我们会员的话呢现在升级也很不错因为其实我们一年都是很价廉物美的了学习一年每天有新课一年只要629大家到我们的微信公众号就可以免费尝试并且升级 OK thank you for listening We'll see you next time 再见
Alright bye Just squeeze a bit more
Audition. Oh, God, help us all. You make the right impression.